The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Magellan AI and Sounds Profitable have produced a map of the podcast advertising landscape. It's designed to help you make sense of the space. It's dubbed a Podscape. You can learn more about it in this week's Sounds Profitable. There's a link in our show notes and our newsletter today. Buzzsprout is now the world's largest paid-for podcast host. The company overtook Libsyn, including Libsyn Pro, according to data from Listen Notes over the past few days, which measures RSS hosting domains. Buzzsprout itself claims it has 82,500 shows at the end of October. Libsyn claims just 62,000 podcasts on their main website, but 75,000 in their latest press release. Libsyn haven't responded to recent requests for comment. Both companies also offer custom RSS domains. Joe Rogan interviewed Alex Jones in October, but that interview mysteriously disappeared from Spotify. Rogan claimed it was just a cash issue. However, Digital Music News claims it was a deliberate removal by a Spotify employee, and that Rogan was fed a different story to hide the real reason. Elastic Pod is a new tool for making the spoken content of your podcast fully searchable. It automatically produces transcripts and an embedded player. SoundCloud, which some use as a podcast host, released their financials for 2019. In 2019, the company lost $28.2 million, which is an improvement from 2018 when they lost $39 million. Someone's got hold of 350,000 Spotify passwords, forcing the company to reset them. And Podcast One has revealed its quarter four 2020 slate. The new hosts have a total social media reach of 21 million, the company says. And Tom Webster, in his latest I Hear Things newsletter, says today, well over twice as many people listen to a podcast every month than use Twitter monthly. And if you do a little maths, then the weekly reach of indie podcasting alone is nearly the weekly reach of Twitter in America. It's a Monday, so time for some tech stuff. We link to all the apps and hosts that are supporting the new podcast namespace so far. If you are supporting a new podcast index namespace tag, you're asked to let the world know by adding it to their GitHub. You'll find a link in our show notes and our newsletter today. And the simplest podcatcher in the world is Simple Podcast DL, a command line Python script. The downside, it only supports 6 podcasts.
Life's not over. It's just on pause. Doesn't really sound so bad, does it?
Life on Pause, a quarantine anthology, is an audio drama set in a world that has been forced into lockdown due to a global pandemic. Seems familiar. With a cast of 22 actors and 6 writers, the show starts on December the 10th. And Brains Trust is new from SCA's Podcast One Australia. Its first season, 2020, The Year We Can't Forget, is a set of long-form interviews with Australian personalities. It was produced by TV producer Chris Walker, who says, putting this together really reframed my attitude towards 2020 and was one of the most rewarding things I've ever made. It made it feel like none of 2020 was a waste. We'll be the judge of that. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.